WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Approximately 50 firefighters spent more than 4 hours yesterday morning to get an apartment building fire under control. College Station Fire Department Battalion Chief Robert Mumford says the cause was a furnace in an upstairs unit at the Campus View Apartments.
Fire was related to a heating unit that was located in the ceiling of an upstairs apartment. This was not a portable heating unit. This is actually a fixed unit that is located inside the apartment that provides heat to that specific apartment.
Mumford says the fire spread to all 10 upstairs apartments because they shared a common attic.
The ladder truck from Bryan and College Station both were able to put large volumes of water on the body of the fire and knock it down. Then our crews were able to go in and extinguish the remaining hot spots.
Evacuations took place in 12 of the 20 units. A resident and two firefighters were treated at the scene for minor injuries, and a cat was rescued. Red Cross is assisting 21 residents who were displaced. The Bryan School Board continues to move ahead with projects, some approved by voters and others funded by oil and gas revenue.
The board wants to split architectural duties in its $132 million bond issue between at least two firms. Chief Financial Officer Amy Drozd made the administrative recommendation.
It's another set of professionals for us to bounce ideas off of and go through for various projects.
Last night, the board approved entering negotiations with an international company with the Houston office, Stantec, to design expansions at Rudder, Davila, Ross, Henderson, Crockett, and Jones. Another national firm with a Houston office, PBK, which developed the bond package, has the new Stephen F. Austin, converting the present SFA into administrative offices, renovating the Civic Auditorium, and turning Milam into the new home of the Mary Catherine Harris Alternative High School. The board also spent another $1.4 million the district is projecting to collect in oil and gas revenue on replacing air conditioning at two campuses. PBK was awarded the design contract involving the gym and cafeteria at Bryan Collegiate and a portion of the Bryan High campus. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station police believe the same man is responsible for two armed robberies in the last 2 weeks. The latest was yesterday at a payday loan business. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says two employees of the Cash Advance America store on Texas were not hurt and no shots were fired.
The suspect was described as being a male, wearing gray pants, black hoodie-type shirt, carrying a dark-colored backpack, was armed with a handgun, described as being approximately 5'10". With a thin build.
The man is also suspected of a holdup last week at the Chipotle restaurant in Northgate. Online at WTAW.com are photos of the suspect. Bond has been set at $100,000 for a Bryan woman arrested for murdering her boyfriend during a fight over drugs Sunday morning. 39-year-old Latoya Jenkins is accused of using a large kitchen knife to stab 40-year-old Stephen Shivers in the neck. Officer Kelly McKeithen says there were two witnesses. One was at Jenkins' apartment administering first aid to the victim.
There was reportedly another individual, but that person hasn't been located. They were not involved. They would be strictly a witness.
McKeithen says Jenkins left the apartment before officers arrived. According to the arrest report, Jenkins was found at her mother's home in the Brushy community west of Easterwood Airport. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 38 degrees. Let's look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwirneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
It's a brand new year, and your hometown Rattlers has a lot of brand new things happening. Rattlers has new stores popping up all over and everyday low prices, so be sure to sign up for your Rattlers reward card for special savings. January has some great specials. Any coffee and cappuccino, only 79 cents. Two big bags of chips with reward card are only $5. Without the card, it's only $6. And as always, great deals on your favorite 12 packs from the fine family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors for only $10.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Good morning at 7:10. News Talk 1620 WTAW. The weather's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful rural setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Here are the numbers.
Along with the misty and murky conditions, today is the possibility of a few widely scattered showers, especially this morning. Highs will be 45 to 50. We'll have some clouds tonight. Lows overnight anywhere from 30 to 35. Cloudy tomorrow with the chance for a shower, especially in the afternoon. Highs near 45. Showers will taper off tomorrow night. Lows near 35. On Thursday, the clouds give way to sun and highs will reach 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll talk NCAA National Championship football, A&M basketball, NBA, and more, all coming up in sports at about 7:50.
It's public radio.
I was going to say
day.
PBS pause.
Yeah, we're just NPR. Yeah, it would be public broadcast. I guess it could be. Yeah. No. Anyway, we just put a little dead air in there just so you feel relaxed. We don't want to startle you after all. So there you are.
I'm sorry. I should have done the sports tease a
nah,
little differently.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about that.
The national championship was played
so, I don't know. If I were guessing on the preseason number one team next year, I don't know. I mean, I guess you'd call that kid their third string quarterback. He's their number three quarterback.
When you got a third stringer that's 6'3", 250, and runs over a nose guard.
Yeah.
And you got another guy named Braxton Miller who was first team.
Yeah. Well,
how do you run a two quarterback offense? Because yeah. I'd sure as heck try.
Or he just stands flat footed and chunks it about 50 yards.
Yeah.
Accurately.
Yes.
Yeah. That was the. I turned it off. I got to go to sleep. This isn't compelling anymore.
No, it's not.
Well, and I guess that we're not going to hear anything from Art Briles about why they weren't in the mix for the Final Four, are we? Yeah, enough of that going on.
I think that Baylor would have worn their fanny for a hat against Ohio.
Well, again, yeah. All right, Ohio State.
Yeah, Ohio. I'm sorry, yeah. The Ohio State.
That's right. All right, so here we go. It's Rodeo Houston time.
Yes, sir, Reba.
They've announced all the acts. So let's see. They'll start. It's the 3rd through the 22nd. Brazos County Day is the 14th, by the way. That's a Saturday, March 14th. Billy Currington will be there that day. I don't know who that is, but I'm sure he's fine. Didn't they used to have two shows on Saturdays? Doesn't seem like they do now. All right, anyway, Eric Church is there, Hunter Hayes, Miranda Lambert, John Legend. Boy, nothing like an intimate setting like NRG Stadium to have John Legend play that music that
with
he does.
A piano player?
Yeah, really. Let's see how that works out. Anyway, Alan Jackson in on Saturday the 7th. Fallout Boy. I was wondering when they were going to play Rodeo Houston.
I like Fallout Boy.
I've never heard of them. I guess I'll go listen to some music.
Well, hang on.
No, it's okay.
No, really, yeah, it's okay.
All right. Go find it. Justin Moore, Tim McGraw on Tuesday the 10th. Brantley Gilbert, Zach Brown Band. Pit Bull. Oh, cool, man. That's so fine. Then Billy Currington. The Hispanic Day is two groups I can't pronounce. Dierks Bentley. Ariana Grande, is that right?
Ariana Grande.
See, now she's only about 4 foot tall. How are they going to be able to see her? I guess they'll have those
it
big
works
screens.
For Shakira.
Open. Yeah, I guess that's true. Florida Georgia Line, Blake Shelton. The band Perry, Brad Paisley, and it all wraps up on the 22nd with Luke Bryan. So there you go. All right, so do you have some Fallout Boy for me?
No, it's a stupid commercial.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, I figured as
much. Anyway, tickets can be, you know, the one thing that's so great is you can either see and not hear or hear and not see. That's what's great when you go see the music acts. But anyhow, it's the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo coming up to a large arena near you. So a study by a customer experience management company called Kitico Software finds that 30% of those surveyed have made resolutions for the new year. The most cited intentions, yeah, okay, change their bad computer or mobile habits to their intention also is to get more education. Third is the these are starting from the bottom. Third is the intention to take care of whatever addictions you might have, whether you're smoking or alcohol or whatever, to do more volunteer work. The top four, number four, to be more professional. Okay. Number three, better relationships. Number two, healthy eating. And number one, fitness. A third have looked online for products or services to help them stay on that track. And 38% said they're looking for websites or apps to help them track their progress. 26% seek out information on blogs and other websites to help them achieve their goals. I'll do this story now. Later on, I've got a story that says that, you know, 88% of them are already finished. So I don't want to crush you right now as you think you're still doing that. But yeah, go out there, find yourself an app, find yourself a website, find yourself a blog to help you get through and achieve those goals that you plan to do.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Well, we mentioned that Glenn Hagar, who's the controller of public accounts, says that we're going to have $113 billion to spend here in the state of Texas over the next couple of years, and that the price of oil is going to get back up there between $65 and $75 a barrel through 2017. The price of oil dropped for a third straight day yesterday. It's below $45 a barrel, okay? That's also dragging down the commodities at the stock market. The price of a barrel of crude is now just below $45, which is a 55% drop since June. Not too many can do well when you've got a 55% drop in about a seven-month period.
Hope you weren't in oil futures.
Yeah.
I saw a thing online that one of the sheikhs in Oman or Jordan or something.
One of those places over there.
Said that he didn't think there would be $100 barrel oil ever.
Again. Really?
Yeah, he was pretty sure with the amount of oil that's been found other places that that monopoly's gone for them, which is going to cause even more turmoil in the Middle East because they don't have the money coming in.
So then he's going to have to park his private 747 that he's been flying around in?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Really, watching them hit tough times, their definition of tough times is a lot different than ours, okay? Right. I'm just saying, you know.
The Rolls-Royce Phantom is just going to have to be parked for a while as well.
Penny-pinching for them is a little bit different than we got here. All right, so when somebody says to you, it's 717. So when somebody says the middle of nowhere, where would that be?
Where I grew up.
Okay. Jaunted, which is a travel blog, decided to find out where the middle of nowhere was. So some basic criteria. Furthest place from water. Smallest town where nothing happens. Yeah. Furthest place from a gas station. Furthest place from a city with a Starbucks. The absolute 100% most remote location in the world
is... I'm going to guess the state.
Okay.
Kansas.
Well, no, this is apparently in the middle of the world.
Oh,
yeah, the world.
That's tough.
Alaska or
Antarctica.
We'll
talk Kansas in a minute. Yeah. Point Nemo in the South Pacific Ocean. Point Nemo. I have no idea where that is, but apparently that is the middle of nowhere.
They must mean drinkable water.
Could well be. Yeah, that's true, because there would be water there. All right, so
Disney owns an island.
When it comes to U.S. America, Lebanon, Kansas claims to be the center of the country, smack dab between the Atlantic and the Pacific, but it's not the furthest place from an ocean because it's still nearer to the Gulf of Mexico. The absolute furthest place from either ocean is probably Langdon, North Dakota. Langdon, North Dakota. Now they can erect a sign.
Wow.
If population is your determining factor, then here's the smallest town which could possibly qualify as the middle of nowhere. That'd be Buford, Wyoming, which now just has a coffee shop that's not a Starbucks.
Oh, no.
The farthest spot from a gas station. Make sure your tank is full when you're passing through Florida 91. The exit's 193 to 242. That's 48.9 miles. That's 49 miles from a gas station.
Well, if you got to go, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you do. Well, you may be able to pull over.
Not where there are alligators, you don't.
Lastly, the furthest place from a Frappuccino at a Starbucks would be Circle, Montana. God love them. They're 197 miles away from a barista. How do they survive? My goodness.
The geographical center of the United States is either Cocker or Beloit, Kansas.
Okay.
Because I've seen the little brass marker.
Oh, they got one of those. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think people from Circle, Montana would understand that there are folks who pay $1.97 for a donut?
No.
Do you think they would understand that?
No.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. All right, Flappy Bird, remember that?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right, when was the last time either of you guys did that?
I don't even
probably
have
the day we talked about it.
No, really?
I never downloaded it.
Well, Flappy Bird was the smartphone game, of course, that was making all sorts of folks crazy last year. The game's creator removed it, if you remember, from the app stores for a little while. Then he brought it back. I don't know why he did that. That was,
He said it was too much.
Yeah. Now you can own a full-size arcade version. That's right. Instead of tapping on that tiny little smartphone screen, who would want to do that?
Tap-a-tap-a-tap.
Yeah, this thing features a 42-inch monitor, so everybody in the room can watch you do a bad job of playing Flappy Bird. I wonder if the sound is, I guess it's enhanced as well, right? The controls are simple enough. There's one button. You press it. If you don't press it, you smack into whatever. Whatever you hit. I don't know what it is since I haven't watched the show.
They're like pipes.
Okay, that's it. The cabinet itself weighs 370 pounds. If you want to buy it, roll it into your house.
It's a lot of plywood.
Yeah. Baytech. Yeah, because there's not much in there, right?
No.
Baytech Games, people who are selling it. So if you want to have one of those.
Nope.
In the next half hour, we're apparently showering too much. Taking too many showers in U.S. America.
I've seen that.
Yeah, so we're going to have to...
Too frequently or too long?
Yeah, it's bad for your skin.
Too frequently, that's right. Mm. So we're going to become Eurotrash. We'll have that next time.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers. On Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
This is Larry King. You know, I've been called the king of radio. There's no better place to capture new customers and grow your business than by utilizing the power of radio. And my friends at Radioactive Media know this better than anyone. They can show you how to leverage radio with cutting-edge tools like their proprietary text messaging product, which could generate up to 9 times more leads, and it provides accountable results. See it for yourself by texting the word KING to 511-511. They create campaigns airing on all things radio, terrestrial, satellite, streaming, or podcasts, reaching millions. Whether you're a mid-sized company or a well-financed startup, you should contact Radioactive Media today. Radioactive Media believes in the power of radio so much, they're even using it themselves right here, right now. Start generating profits now with the power of radio. Text the word KING to 511-511 or go to radioactivemedia.net.
Amish Furniture for Generations has the perfect entertainment center just for you. Every type of entertainment center to fit your specific needs, from consoles to stereo cabinets, wall units, small and large, and complete home theater systems. And if they still don't have what you want, they will custom build you one, and all at 10% off. Experience Amish Furniture for Generations today on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Good morning, 724 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Does anybody iron anymore? I mean, looked in the closet, saw the iron yesterday. Maybe think about that.
Sure, just, I
if I have to.
Yeah. Oh, that shirt? Okay, take it, shake it out. Yeah, no, go ahead and do that. But if you've got wrinkled clothes that are stacking up because you have no time to iron and you don't want to go to the cleaners, then try vinegar.
Huh?
Yep. Turns out vinegar has wrinkle-busting power.
Really?
After taking your wrinkled clothes out of the dryer, mist them with a solution that is one part vinegar, 3 parts water. Don't switch that, but that's... make sure you get the recipe right.
Hey, I smell salad.
Really, exactly. Hang the items in the air to air out and dry, and the wrinkles will disappear.
I wonder if you added that, because I know a lot of people have those little steamers.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Can
if
do that.
If adding a little of that would help even more.
Could well
I
be.
I use vinegar as a fabric softener.
Well, vinegar is great for a lot of stuff. Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It's you know, you go buy a gallon jug of it and just use it around the house for cleaning stuff. But apparently it will do that, too. So it's wonderful. It's marvelous. It's vinegar. Get Larry King to do a commercial. Larry King, did you imagine that?
Larry King here. Some people call me the king of radio.
Okay, thanks, Larry. Appreciate that. I didn't even know he was around anymore, but good for him. Glad he's out there shilling radio for us this morning. Hey, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Boy, you know, the Midwest is still getting some major, major cold. And here it's uncomfortable, but, man, nothing like those folks. Going to have another 48 hours or so of no sunshine out there, apparently. 45 for a high temperature both today and tomorrow, and the low each night, tonight and tomorrow night, around 35. Then they're telling us on Thursday we do get the sun back, and we'll have it for the next 4 or 5 days after that. But still, another 2 days. What we're dealing with here. Right now, the humidity is 89%. Winds are out of the north at 13. There is a little bit of mist out there, so the chill factor is 30. Air temperature right now is 38 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Last Saturday, the aftermath of the terror attack in Paris, Prime Minister Manuel Valls declared war on radical Islam. He told an audience that France is in a war against terrorism, against jihadism, against radical Islamism, against everything that's intended to break fraternity, liberty, and solidarity. Now, clearly, the Prime Minister did not seek advice from the Obama regime or trusted American political figures before making such strident remarks. Had the Prime Minister consulted President-in-waiting Hillary, for instance, he would have been told the best way to deal with these attacks is to empathize with the terrorists. After all, they're people, too. They have feelings. They have reasons for their brutality. She calls that smart power. Had the Prime Minister consulted with our strong and wise President Obama, he would have been told that the future must not belong to those who slander the Prophet of Islam. These attacks are a form of workplace violence, like the workplace violence of Fort Hood. Instead of keeping captured terrorists in secure military prisons like Guantanamo Bay, he should release them once they've been rehabbed so they can rejoin their families and fellow terrorists on the battlefield. Most of all, Obama would have advised them that declaring war on radical Islam isn't nice. Declaring a war on terrorism isn't helpful. French leadership should strike those terms, as the U.S. has done, so they can focus their energy and harsh language on fighting conservatives at home and abroad.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Yesterday's fire at Campus View Apartments in College Station started in an upstairs apartment. Battalion Chief Robert Mumford says investigators traced the source to the apartment furnace, igniting the frame holding the unit.
What it did is it caught the boards that hold the heating unit up in the ceiling. Above the ceiling tiles, it caught the framework around it that holds that heating unit on fire, which is in turn up close to the attic, which in then turn caught the attic on fire.
One resident and two firefighters were treated at the scene for minor injuries, and a cat was rescued. Mumford says approximately 50 firefighters from College Station and Bryan took more than 4 hours to get the fire under control, using 19 pieces of equipment that included two ladder trucks. The fire resulted in evacuating people inside 12 of the 20 units. In all, 21 occupants were displaced and have been offered assistance by the Red Cross. We're pulling back up our news just a moment.
Do we need to go
no,
to
No, it's always just enough time to interrupt the flow.
Okay. Well, but it's public radio.
Oh, that's okay. True. Yeah. It works for today.
There you go.
Much of last night's Bryan School Board meeting, as was the cause last month, involved decisions related to the district's $132 million bond issue.
The board unanimously approved the administration's recommendation on the composition and responsibilities of the committee that will recommend who will be in charge of overseeing the construction of about a third of the improvements. The combined cost of the new Stephen F. Austin Middle School, turning the present SFA into administrative offices, and updating the civic auditoriums estimated at $47 million. Chief Financial Officer Amy Drozd expects lots of interest from prospects who want to be the construction manager at risk.
They will work with the architect throughout the process of design, build, working with the district and finding out its needs. And then they actually produce, once those documents are fairly complete, a guaranteed maximum price. And then they will go get bids to try to come at or under that.
The committee made up of 8 administrators, the architect, and board member Tommy Bosquez. One architect will be working on those buildings and turning Milam into the new home in the Mary Catherine Harris Alternative High School. The board last night hired a second architect to design expansions at Jones, Crockett, Henderson, Ross, Davila, and Rudder. That leaves smaller projects from the bond issue on remaining campuses, some which Dross says might not require hiring an architect. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan's second murder in as many weeks was the result of an argument over drugs. 39-year-old Latoya Jenkins is accused of stabbing her boyfriend, 40-year-old Stephen Shivers, in the neck with a large kitchen knife. One of two witnesses called the police from Jenkins' apartment.
When officers got on scene, there was a witness in the residence who was administering first aid to Stephen Shivers, age 40, of Bryan. But he was declared deceased on scene.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the second witness left and has not been found, while Jenkins was located about 2 hours after the stabbing, according to the arrest report, west of Easterwood Airport at her mother's home in the Brushy community.
We basically did some information searches on her and relatives and responded to multiple locations until we found the vehicle that she had left the scene in.
McKeithen says neither witness was involved in the domestic disturbance or the stabbing. There's a chance you may have seen the man who walked into a College Station payday lender yesterday and held up two employees at gunpoint. Police believe the same man also held up a Northgate restaurant last week. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says two employees were not hurt in yesterday's holdup of Cash Advance America on Texas between Brentwood and Southwest Parkway.
Talking to nearby witnesses, we have reason to believe that the subject was on foot in the area for at least a period of time before this offense. So it's possible someone has seen this individual or maybe has some further information.
A man of thin build wearing gray pants and a black hoodie and carrying a dark backpack ran off with an undisclosed amount of cash there and last week at the Chipotle restaurant. Photos of the suspect are online at WTAW.com. Depending on which way the wind blows, we may be picking up some of the action as state health officials launch their annual rabies airdrop. Spokesman Chris Van Dusen says vaccines will fall from the sky starting tomorrow from Houston to Austin.
Skunks and bats now in the state where the vast majority of rabies cases are, and so we're turning our attention now to skunks.
It's a switch from the last 20 years where bait laced with rabies vaccine tossed out of airplanes has eliminated the disease from foxes and coyotes. WTAW News Time, it's going to be 7:35 and 38 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, including almost everything a homeowner needs to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home Magazine is featured at the 2015 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising prices, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. Are you troubled by unhealthy or unsightly varicose veins or spider veins? We are the leading authority in the treatment of varicose and spider veins. Continue to trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified, DeBakey-trained cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound, and we offer free vein screenings every Friday to give you an on-the-spot diagnosis and treatment plan. We are now accepting Scott & White Health Insurance. Be sure to like us on Facebook and check out our special offers. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Good morning. It's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Good morning. Cloudy and misty this morning. There may be a passing shower, too. Temperatures only up to 45 to 50 today. Lots of clouds overnight. Lows will be 30 to 35. For tomorrow, cloudy skies. The risk of a shower once again. Highs will be near 45. There's the chance of a shower tomorrow night, lows near 35. Skies will start clearing on Thursday. That will lead to milder temperatures. Highs should be around 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We're right on the cusp of breaking through.
That's Coach Billy Kennedy talking about breaking through after the double overtime loss to Kentucky. They play Mississippi State tonight. We've got the national championship in football from last night that turned out not to be much of a game late. And a whole lot more with NBA and Cedric Obwehi actually got injured and may have lost quite a bit of draft stock. All that and more in sports in about 12 minutes.
Well, okay, so Ohio State University is like the football champion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well, even before that came out, they were declared yesterday as the, bottom line, number one most valuable football team in U.S. America. Now, you can't buy or sell football teams, but if you could, Ohio State would be the most expensive football team. What happened is this guy got all the stuff together. He put all the numbers together. His name is Ryan Brewer. He's a professor of finance at Indiana University, Purdue University, Columbus, that did not make the top 50. The Longhorns of Texas had always been estimated as number one.
For years.
Yeah. But they're not now. Now, this is not all the football this is not all the athletic programs. This is just football, okay? Just football. So, Ohio State's number one. They're worth $1.1 billion. Michigan second, just below $1 billion. Texas is third at 972. Then comes Notre Dame. Number five is Florida. Number six is Oklahoma. Number seven is Alabama. Number eight is Georgia. That's right, Florida's above Alabama. Then there's Georgia. Then there's LSU. And that's and then Nebraska. So that's your top ten. There's names you all know. Others from the SEC, Tennessee is in at number 13. South Carolina in at number 14. Number 17 is A&M. $382.1 million is how much they're worth. So in other words, one-fourth of what Ohio State is worth. Auburn's in at 19. Arkansas is in there. So's Ole Miss. So's Kentucky. Kentucky. And that's it as far as the SEC. So I guess everybody but Mississippi State and Vanderbilt out of the SEC. To compile the numbers, what they did is they analyzed each program's revenues and expenses, and they made cash flow adjustments, risk assessments, and growth projections for each team. The resulting figures represent what the teams might fetch if they could be sold. So just as a point of reference, I think the Buffalo Bills recently sold for $1.4 billion, so Ohio State is worth almost as much as the Buffalo Bills.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and they showed it last night, so that's, you know.
I'm very curious as to, in programs like that that generate so much revenue and are worth so much, how much of that goes back to?
The athletes? None? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that fast enough?
Other programs.
Oh, other programs. Okay.
Or the school itself.
Yeah, yeah. Can't.
Because there's got to be some leftover money.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it gets plowed back in, that's for sure.
Because it's not like they're going, nah, we don't need your donors. Yeah. We're good. No,
yeah,
really.
Yeah. Here we go. The good side and the bad side of the restaurant business. In China, it's a different world over there.
Yeah.
They're offering free food to good-looking customers. Well, we do that over here with bars, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, ladies.
Yeah, they have ladies' night. Okay, so that makes sense. They let all women in, don't they?
I wasn't going
to
go
that's
there.
That's right. The 50 best-looking visitors to show up at the restaurant each day get a free meal.
Oh, wow.
Customers who don't make the grade quite can get cosmetic advice, including including plastic surgery recommendations.
See, they're just trying to prop up their side business.
Yeah, a spokesman. Oh, wait, this is a restaurant that has a spokesman. That's pretty good. Explains we have four categories, namely face, eyes, nose, and mouth. That's what we look at. Okay. You don't win today, sir. I'm sorry, but here's a plastic surgeon you might want to go visit.
Wow.
Yeah. And the owner of a Chick-fil-A restaurant in Birmingham getting a lot of attention because of his random acts of kindness. Witnesses say that Mark Meadows gave a homeless man who came into his restaurant a free meal. Then, noticing that he was cold, he offered the man his own gloves. The manager had no idea that anybody was watching, but the word of the kindness quickly spread after a customer posted the photos online. Mark, for his part, said that he just did what anybody else would do in that situation. He said, I could tell that he needed some help. Yeah, more good PR for Chick-fil-A, and they get a ton of it, and they deserve it. But, there's a new electric car out there, concept car. They unveiled it on Friday. General Motors did. It's an electric car that claims it can go 200 miles per charge. Discovery News says the new Chevrolet Bolt concept car was unveiled at the Detroit Auto Show last week. A subcompact battery electric car that previews an actual production car that could launch as early as 2017. Probably 2018, though. The new Bolt is expected to be priced at, $30,000.
No.
Mm-mm.
Unclear that the Bolt is, and again, there could be, though, a $7,500 federal income tax credit.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so that would make it a reasonable $22,500.
I've never paid that much for a golf cart.
The Chevy Bolt concept was the second of two Chevrolet vehicles revealed in Detroit. First was the all-new 2016 Volt plug-in hybrid, which will go on sale in the second half of this year. Yeah, $30,000 is probably a little bit pricey. And again, we're not exactly sure if they'll get the tax credit on that. All right, needless markup does it again. They've installed interactive touchscreen tables in shoe salons. Okay. Topanga, that's in Los Angeles, Chicago, and in Austin. The tables let users browse the selection. Oh, for instance, like
under $500 or whatever.
Oh.
And even create a virtual wish list to share through the email with someone who might want to know. Salespeople can use it for up-to-minute inventory beyond what's available in the store, including the coming soon selections, and to share the latest trends with shoppers. A quick check of the prices, by the way, on the 172 pages of shoe listings at NeimanMarcus.com did not locate much when it comes to below $100. Oh, wait, they did have one pair of flip-flops.
A pair of flip-flops.
Flip-flops for $100. Under $100. So, yeah. Just letting you know if that's something that you want to do. But, I mean, isn't that the fun? The whole fun is to make the guy go get more clothes. I mean, more boxes, right? No, that's not quite what I'm looking for. No, you do that. Instead, you get to go through it digitally. All right. All right, a 12-year-old and the NFL. We'll tell you about that after sports.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online. 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document.
775-5500.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X salicylic acid peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I'm a big believer in working hard, but that perspective on life comes with a word of caution. Don't lose focus on the little things. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I can still remember the time my family gathered around the dinner table and I asked my oldest son to pray. He was probably 9 or 10 years old. And I'm not sure what tickled his funny bone, but in the middle of blessing the food, he got the giggles. And you know how that goes. When you're not supposed to laugh, it's almost impossible to stop. So the more he fought it, the harder he laughed. And sure enough, we all started laughing around the table. That is, until Mom gave me the eye. Now, there was a time when I would have missed the significance of that. My sons came along at an extremely busy season in my career. Not only was I overseeing dozens of staff here at Focus, but I frequently traveled to our associate offices around the world. The demands on me were high, and I often didn't recognize just how meaningful simple moments with my family could be. And these days, I'm as busy as ever, but I'm a little older and hopefully a little wiser. I've learned that hard work is important, but it's not everything. The true richness of life is found in the little things. It's a championship wrestling match on the living room floor, or a bedtime prayer, or even uncontrollable laughter around the dinner table. For more encouragement to make every day count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
If you're an individual investor looking for tax-free income, consider municipal bonds. Henyon & Walsh is a leading independent expert in municipal bonds. For over 20 years, they've been helping individual investors like you build bond portfolios. If you have at least $10,000 to invest, call Henyon & Walsh today for your free bond guide. Call 1-800-908-0673. That's 1-800-908-0673. May be subject to local, state, or alternative minimum tax. Henyon & Walsh, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:50. Last night, for the first time in NCAA history, the number one team in the country was not selected, but actually played for and earned.
There's a motion, man, and Jones is going to give it to Elliott. Goes outside, got room, 5-10, not going to stop him, touchdown.
Ezekiel Elliott ran for 246 yards and four TDs as Ohio State hammered Oregon 42-20 in the first ever college football playoff.
And now on behalf of the conferences and schools that manage this awesome new event, it's my honor to present the first college football playoff national championship trophy to Coach Urban Meyer and the Ohio State Buckeyes.
At the beginning of the season, Cardale Jones was the third string quarterback. But in just his third start for the Buckeyes, he completed 16 of 23 passes for 243 yards, a touchdown, and one interception. Whereas Heisman Trophy winner Marcus Mariota only threw one touchdown pass. It was a 70-yarder to Byron Marshall. Ohio State football coach Urban Meyer was asked about now being part of a very select fraternity.
I'm very humbled that you brought that up, but I'm also the first one to appreciate the people who did it, and that's our players. And I love these guys, and I made a comment out there that Bill Parcells, and I'll never forget when he said that in the video that we made. It's like a blood transfer. We're officially brothers for the rest of our lives because we're champions.
That's going to put a wraps on NCAA football for this year other than the NFL draft. Speaking of which, a year ago, Texas A&M offensive tackle Cedric Obwehi turned down an opportunity to bypass his senior season and get selected in the first round of the 2014 NFL draft. Now, he's coming off a very good season that earned him similar accolades and maybe even a top 10 selection like his former teammates Luke Jokel and Jake Matthews. His stock, however, now has crashed because we've just learned he may have torn an ACL in the Aggies' win over West Virginia in the Liberty Bowl. The injury, which was first reported by Yahoo.com, comes after a senior season in which Obwehi struggled to make the transition from right tackle to left tackle. From the turf to the hardwood, fighting Texas Aggie hoops after taking number one Kentucky to double OT this past weekend are getting ready to host Mississippi State this evening at Reed Arena. The matchup pits a pair of squads that are looking to get their first victory in SEC play against one another. Coach Billy Kennedy thinks the Kentucky game might actually help the Aggs in that situation.
I thought we adjusted to not having Jalen. We were able to run offense. We got good play out of Daniel House and Alex Robinson, gave us some really good minutes. So I'm encouraged because I know we're right on the cusp of breaking through and taking the next step with our program and with our team. And
the all-time record between the two teams has Mississippi State and Texas A&M knotted at 3 apiece. The Aggies, however, own a 2-1 edge since joining the SEC. Pre-game's at 7:30. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock, and it is right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Denver Broncos and head coach John Fox have parted company one day after the team was beaten 24-13 by the Indianapolis Colts in the AFC division round. Broncos won the AFC West all 4 years under Fox while compiling a 49-22 record, including playoff games. But the Broncos were upset twice at home in the division round of the playoffs, the last two of three seasons, and got upended by the Seahawks 43-8 in last year's Super Bowl. We'll hop back to the hardwood, where the Kentucky Wildcats remain the number one team in America, even after playing to double overtime against the Aggs and Mississippi State. They are not, however, the unanimous favorites for the first time. The Cats received 63 first-place votes, with second-ranked Virginia receiving the other two. Gonzaga's climbed from sixth to third. Duke was number two. They lost this past week and dropped two spots to fourth. And Villanova is fifth. In the NBA, James Harden was pretty warm last night.
Ahead to Harden by Johnson. To the rim, challenging, laying, and scoring.
Harden scored 30 points as the Rockets beat the slumping Brooklyn Nets 113-99. The Rockets didn't need much in the paint, dominating from outside, hitting 16 three-pointers. Houston has rattled off four in a row, and here's head coach Kevin McHale on the hows and whys of that winning streak.
We're starting to gel a little bit. You know, I think the second unit is getting a little bit of feeling more comfortable with those guys that seem to be feeling more comfortable themselves. Our defense is getting back. That's times of being good. We still have too many times where we're not focused in on defense. If we get our defense, we get out and running. The ball's been moving again, better. If the ball moves and we defend, you know, we usually can generate a lot of open shots. Now, whether we make them or not, that's one thing.
Houston takes their show on the road to Orlando tomorrow. They'll tip things off at 6 o'clock. Tonight in Lone Star NBA action, San Antonio's in Washington for a 6 o'clock start. Dallas is in Sacramento. They start things up there at 9. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
Did you know the design of the common paperclip hasn't changed at all since its original invention in 1867? There have been hundreds of different designs over the years, but the most common design we know today didn't come out until 1894. You can find these kind of paperclips and even some of the other designs at Wilton's Office Works. Not only can Wilton's provide you with all your everyday office needs, but they also offer janitorial and break room supplies, computer accessories, first aid supplies, business cards. The list is endless. Click on Wilton's.com now or call 268-0062.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
3TL News Talk 1620. WTAW. We'll save the story about the kiddo in the NFL until the next half hour because probably more important to most everybody out there, to dermatologists, and they're from U.S. America, say that most Americans shower way more than necessary. According to Dr. Joshua Zickner, who is an assistant professor of dermatology at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City, how frequently we shower and what we perceive as body odor is really more of a cultural phenomenon. Along with a Boston dermatologist who's echoing the sentiment, we overbathe in this country, and that's really important to realize. A lot of the reason that we do that is because it's a societal norm.
You
see,
it is.
Those norms mainly the result of two things: good advertising and the ability to actually get soap. After the Civil War, both advertising and toilet soap, as they call it, which is soap for the body, became more prevalent in the U.S. In U.S. America. Then, in the 1920s and 30s, more women entered the workforce. More Americans left their farms to work closely together with others in the factory, bringing this major cultural focus on the very idea of being clean and bathing regularly. But here's the thing, they say. The frequent showering may actually be doing more harm than good. Because if you shower too often, and if you use hot water, which I don't know, I'm kind of partial to.
Oh, it feels so good.
Yeah, it can dry out and thus irritate your skin. It washes away the good bacteria that naturally exist on our skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it introduces small cracks, which makes it, well, it's a higher risk that you could get an infection.
Oh, God!